Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Church Lady Now. I am Brother Grant, and I am the co-host. Today's teaching is Jehovah Shema. Thank you for joining us for Jehovah Shema, which means the Lord is there. And that's in Hebrew. Our foundation scripture can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, verse 35. And today we're going to talk about Jehovah Shema. This name of God indicates that God has not abandoned us, nor will he fail us or let us fail. Jehovah, God, will restore us. And our goal is to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013. And today we have more than 122 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. And you can go into our library at any time and listen to all of our past programs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught about knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And in the third year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Now, this is a rotational teaching series that provides new teaching every week. And this year's teaching is about God, and it's not the same as the teaching we presented in year one. Because we are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access the most recent programs, we have placed Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages, which are Church Lady Ministries and or Artis Oliver Church Lady. And each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. You click on the arrow, and that'll take you to a link which will go directly to blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and then type in Church Lady Now in the search box. Click enter, and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio's page for Church Lady Ministries. Now scroll down the page past the sponsored advertisement, and you will see all of our programs to date. Or you can go to the internet and just type in Church Lady Now in the search box, and you will go directly to Blog Talk Radio. So, for those of you that are visual learners, we have some video teaching clips on YouTube. And these teaching clips are from our former outreach ministry at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. And you can find us on YouTube by putting in Artis Oliver, Church Lady, to access many of our lively video clips. The video sound is a little loud because we were recording at the Union Gospel Mission and ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and enjoy our prophecy. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, and all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate at the same time. Because we provide tax donation receipts for all donations of $250 or more, as required by law, and upon request for donations under $250. Now, to support this ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, at our ministry, which is Church Lady Ministries, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate. And that includes homeless people on the streets, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters. Additionally, women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, our mission is we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the hope what we do. And that's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Now, the church lady, Ardith Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Minister Ardith Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, you can contact us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or almost any time. You can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. In addition, as I said, we have Facebook pages, and you can go to Facebook, put in Ardith Oliver, Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries, and you will see our Facebook pages. But today's teaching is our seventh teaching on the Hebrew names of God. A name is important because that is how we are known to others. And the names of God represent His power, His action, and His reputation. God is known as Elohim, God of all, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Adonah, Lord and Master, Jehovah Unkamash, the Lord who sanctifies or sets apart, Jehovah Ra, Lord my shepherd, and Jehovah Jireh, Lord our provider. And now we are doing for today Jehovah Shama, and that is the Lord that encourages us. So, without any further ado, let me tell you about our backstory. And that is, I'm going to introduce the church lady. Good afternoon, church lady.
Well, good afternoon, Brother Grant. I thought you were getting ready to tell them about how we got our ministry name when you said the backstory.
Well, I decided that I would let you do that part today.
Oh, okay. Well, great introduction. Thank you so much for everything. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? Brother Grant decided that I will give you the backstory on how we obtained our ministry name. For many years, we ministered up on the hilltop in downtown Tacoma. And the homeless people that we were ministering to could not remember my name. My name is Artist. So they started calling me Church Lady. And one day I was on the hill teaching and preaching, and this guy yelled out, "Hey, Church Lady, you're good, but keep it short." And so since then, that's kind of been an ongoing ministry joke. I'm good, but I need to keep it short. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and jump into today's lesson, and I'm going to try to keep it short. Amen?
Today's
teaching is personal. Yeah, I thought you liked that, Brother Grant. Well, hey, listeners, today's teaching is personal. Today's teaching is about the presence of God in our lives. Our foundation scripture is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, verse 35, which reads, in the King James language, "All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there." That's Ezekiel 48:35. The book of Ezekiel was written by Ezekiel, whose name means God strengthens. Ezekiel was a priest. He was in ministry for about 20 years. He was exiled from his country, and during his time in exile, he wrote to Jerusalem about her destruction and about God's presence. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, he tells of his visions, dreams, and his contact with God. Ezekiel teaches about individual moral responsibility. And he teaches that each of us has responsibility for the state of the nation, for the state of the country, for the state of our cities, for the state of our families. Ezekiel also says that individual sin culminates and it impacts the nation. Our focus is on future blessings of God today, blessings of God through divine grace, through repentance. Repentance which leads to restoration. While preparing for today's program, I ran across something very interesting that I want to share with you. It's a little history thing. There was a black man by the name of Thomas Dorsey. He was a jazz musician from Atlanta. In the early 20s, he played some mean jazz. God saved him, and he converted from jazz music to gospel music. Well, as you can imagine, he was not well received by the church. They said his music was too soulful. Well, one night he received a telegram that his pregnant wife had died. He was overtaken with grief, and his faith was truly tested. Now, out of his sorrow, he wrote the song, Precious Lord. The lyrics are, Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Lead me home. Jehovah God was there in his time of grief, as exhibited by the lyrics to the song. He's telling us of his condition, and he's asking God to take his hand, to lead him. He wants to be led into the light. You and I, like him, in all of the times of difficulty and adversary that we encounter, we want God to take our hands and to lead us into the light. Is anybody out there listening? Jehovah God is here. The there is here. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. There is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is in our present tense, and he's in our future tense. During his grief, he wrote the song, Precious Lord. The name Jehovah Shammah indicates that God will not, has not, abandon us. God is a God of restoration. So what are we talking about? Okay, Wikipedia says Jehovah Shammah is a Christian transliteration of the Hebrew word Jehovah is there. So in essence, Wikipedia says Jehovah Shammah means that Jehovah is there. So Ezekiel is saying that God is in a place. So no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through today, God is present. Because Ezekiel said Jehovah Shammah, God is there. Now, according to the Eastern Bible Dictionary, the city in Ezekiel's vision is Jerusalem. Now this gets good, check it out. And Jerusalem is a type of church. And I'm adding that Jerusalem is a type of Christian for our purpose. So we're saying that when Ezekiel says that Jehovah is there, Jehovah is with us Christians. Jehovah is in the church. He's in the city, he's in the county, he's in the nation, he's in the world, he's all over the planet. Now, in Matthew Henry's commentary, He drew attention to the similarities between the vision that Ezekiel had, the New Jerusalem, and the book of Revelations. He said that the book of Revelations included a square plan, that is, it talked about some footage, and that there were 12 gates and the presence of God, Jehovah Shammah, is mentioned in the book of Revelations. Jehovah Shammah is not only Jehovah is here now, but he is there, there. That means there's another place, there's another time. We're talking about a future. God is in our future. But today we want to ask everybody, is God in your reality? Is he in your present right now? Charles Spurgeon was a famous English Baptist preacher. And he is, like, highly influential in all Christian denominations. When it comes to biblical ministry history, his name always comes up. His sermons always come up. And he was known as the Prince of Preachers. So this guy is really good, right? So in 1891, he wrote a New Year sermon. And that sermon was based on Ezekiel 48:35. Check this out. Spurgeon said, "It is esteemed by the prophet to be the highest blessing that could come upon a city, that is, its name should be Jehovah Shammah." The Lord is there. So Spurgeon is saying that if you're calling a place Jehovah Shammah, that is a high blessing. That is an esteemed place. Jehovah Shammah is a name of God that is found in the book of Ezekiel 48:35. Now, the New Living Translation reads our foundation scripture like this. The distance around the entire city will be 6 miles, and from that day, the name of the city will be The Lord is There. Can you imagine where you are right now and that city being named as a place where the Lord is? Wow. Now, you know, God always has chosen people. God always has his people. And God's people have a tendency to get caught up in stuff. And here in Ezekiel, the people of God were caught up in idolatry. Now, in response to their idolatry behavior, God withdrew his presence from the temple and from the city. Now, in modern-day language, we could say that God says, "I've had it. I'm out of here." Now, once God's presence left the temple, it signaled to the people and all who dwelt around them that God had removed his hand of protection from them. The people then, because God wasn't protecting them, they were scattered. And they became captives. But God, out of his love and mercy, he did not wash his hands of his people. Why? Because he loves us and because he is merciful. His mercies are new every morning. So no matter what the people did, his love and his mercy were always with them. So that means that no matter what I've done, his love and his mercy is always with me. And no matter what you've done, his love and his mercy is always with you. The God that we serve always draws his people back to him. And he draws his people back through his love and his mercy. Through Ezekiel the prophet, God promised to restore Jerusalem. In that city, Jerusalem could be called God. In that day, Jerusalem could have been called God's city. Because when God's presence returned to the city and to the temple, everybody knew it. Jehovah is there. Have you been to a place or have you been around a person where you know that you know that you know that the hand of God was on? Or you walked into an environment and you could feel the love of God? We're talking about Jehovah is there. Jehovah Shammah applies to us. You know, we have a tendency to live our lives looking ahead to some event, to some time when things are going to get better, or to some future date. We just can't wait for something to happen. And we're not sure sometimes when things are going to get better. But we have hope in a future date. Watch this. We have a hope for good and not bad. It's a good doctor's report, or perhaps it's a good court report, or it's the empty nest syndrome. Or it could be a new job, moving to a new place. Whatever the event is, sometimes the newness of it causes us to have a knot in our stomach every time we think about it. And the response that we have to the new event can be real or unreal. It can be an imagined emotion that causes us to have a knot in our stomach. And it's about the future occurrence. And sometimes when it comes to the future occurrence, we have stress. We have anxiety. Or we have worry. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there, means that our God is already in our tomorrow. Did you hear that? Our God is already in our tomorrow. He already knows what our future looks like, and he is in complete control. I'm talking to myself now. He already knows what my future looks like, and he is in full control. You know, during difficult times in my life, I've memorized different Bible scriptures. And there's one that I've memorized during a very, very difficult time, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. And here's a New Living Translation. The Bible says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." That's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. You and I cannot be in our future, but God can. God is already in our future while we're in our present. We cannot control future events in our lives, but God can. Jehovah Shammah will walk with us into whatever tomorrow holds because of his great mercy and love for us. God is there in our tomorrow, the next day, and our forever. Beloved, God wants you and me to trust him. God wants us to trust him. Spurgeon said in his 1891 sermon, "With God, anywhere. With God, nowhere." The Bible tells us, in him we live, move, and have our being. In him, in Christ. So now it's time to ask ourselves some questions. Are we experiencing the presence of God in our lives? Is the presence of God important to us? Do we enjoy the presence of God? One of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to quicken us into the presence of God and help us develop that relationship where we experience the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Some have characterized the book of Ezekiel as the acts of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. But from Ezekiel, we learn that the Spirit of the Lord does fall on us, and that the Spirit of God took him and brought him into a vision. Therefore, the Spirit of God can take us and bring us into a vision. And from Ezekiel, we know that the hand of the Lord came upon him. The hand of the Lord came upon him. Jehovah Shema. Jehovah is there. Jehovah is here. Now, in closing, there are three lessons for us from Ezekiel. One, each of us has individual moral responsibilities for the good of our families, our communities, our city, our state, and our nation and the planet. Two, God does discipline his people, and he's righteous and equally merciful. And Ezekiel also teaches us, number three, that God is victorious. Sometimes it looks like we're losing the battle. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to tell me, let's be encouraged, because the God that we serve is there. Amen? Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit will quicken this word in your life, and that as you go through the balance of the week, that you're encouraged because God is there. This concludes today's blog. And now let's go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer and ministry information. Brother Grant.
Yes, Church Lady. Today, I'm going to do ministry information, and you're going to do the closing prayer. Now, listeners, you can contact us, as we said, at blogtalkradio.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at Church Lady Ministries and Artist Oliver Church Lady. Now, our physical street address for you to mail any donations or other information is 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Our phone number is area code 253-472-6213. And you can email us with any questions, requests for prayers, or other information at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, we want to hear from you, and we want to encourage you. And Church Lady Ministries uses all donations to further Bible teaching, to further retreats, seminars, nights of prayer, Holy Spirit encounters, and you can see those kinds of things on our Facebook pages. Now, Church Lady will do our perpetual prayer, and we will close for this week.
Thank you, Brother Grant. Well, listeners, as you know, if you've been listening to us, we love to pray for you. And this is the prayer that the Lord gave to Moses to tell Aaron and his sons. This is how you are to bless the people. This is how you are to bless the people. So as we close today, our prayer is that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Listeners, we pray peace over your life, your family members, your loved ones, your friends, your church, your community, your state, and the nation. We pray for peace to overtake all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us for Church Lady Now. Please join us next week as we continue on the path to know God, who he is and who he wants to be in our lives today. This is Church Lady saying good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Good night.